Hello, our friends, Evolutionary Energy Arts family.
Hello there. Welcome back.
Welcome back, guys. Make sure you subscribe to all three channels, Evolutionary EE Arts and Heart's Home, the newest channel. We see this today out of phys.org. Meteorologists targeted in climate misinfo surge. Once trusted faces on the news, meteorologists now brave threats, insults, and slander online from CONS piracy theorists and climate change deniers who accuse them of faking or even fixing the weather. Twitter users and other social media falsely accuse Spain's weather agency of engineering a drought, Australia's of doctoring its thermostats, and France's of exaggerating global warming through misplaced weather stations. The plague upon the land is no longer a trend. CONS piracy theorists and deniers who used to talk about that now are spreading disinformation about climate change. Yes, so says a lecturer in information and communication sciences at the Open University of Catalonia. These scientific bodies are seen as part of the establishment, so anything that they say may get disputed on social networks. They are providing evidence against what the climate deniers claim, so they try to discredit them. Yeah, you know, it is the next thing, because we know it's the next thing. You know, that's the next thing they're going to focus on, but they're also going to try to sweep other stuff under the table. This is just what they do.
Mm-hmm. You know, and notice the vocabulary words they choose. They just sound so negative, like deniers, you know, and it's been shown that conspiracy word was created by our good old alphabet soup organizations to create, you know, information where people see it and they automatically dismiss it without looking into it. So again, this is just one big long psyop until you decide you actually are going to look into it for yourself.
Mm-hmm. We talked about this yesterday. Russian weather control unit responsible for sabotaging climate weather via geoengineering has threatened to send heavy rain into Bakhmut and Zaporizhia starting Friday to stop the counteroffensive. You know, some might have laughed at that. There are many people that believe these incidents where you're looking at all these sheep that were just killed, randomly through what, acts of God? Is it acts of God, or is it actually geoengineering creating storms? You know, it doesn't take much. If you know how to do a Google search, you can find out that it's not fancy. It's a fact. These are facts. As you see, it's funny how in Europe, believing in the possibility of weather control is a conspiracy theory. But in China, the government says it does control the weather. So, you know, again, they've come straight out. They've talked about it. In fact, there's documents, U.S. military documents, talking about the need to control the weather by I think it was 2025. In fact, you know, again, there's certain numbers that always come up. Certain years, 2025 is a big one. 2030 is another big one. This is from the Black Vault, which has done a ton of declassification of documents and listing them. You could see all these declassified documents. Operational defenses through weather control in 2030. It's right there. It's not a CONS piracy theory. It's a fact. Benign weather modification. And it goes on. This was from a U.S. Air Force major in 1997. We can go all the way back to 1890 something to find weather control patents that have been put out there, and we've done this multiple times. So, you know, no, it's not CONS piracy theory. These are just facts. For anybody that can Google search, or at the moment, you could still find these things. You know, and we've talked about Operation Popeye that was in Vietnam. It's a fact. The U.S. did use this militarily in Vietnam back in the 70s, 50 years ago. And again, all you got to do is do a Google search and you could see the reality of it. When we see 530,000 migrants illegally sneaked into U.S. just since October, millions and millions and millions. migrants, immigration can be used to cover up many things. This is part of what happens on this planet time after time after time again. So we all have been looking at this border crisis, and Title 42 expired. All the people coming in, being pushed to go in there. The fact that the cartels are the ones that really are controlling the border area. And again, just the whole concept of a organized crime family like the mafia was another CONS piracy theory. Same thing with the fact that radiation from cell phones can actually hurt your health. Same thing with certain nonstick cookware. You know, all these things go on and on. In fact, you could find list after list of 20 CONS piracy theories that were proven true. And you're going to find some without duplication of the same theories. This is just a reality. Now, this is what the control system does to try to keep the sheeple in place. Net migration into Britain could top 1 million this year. Wait a minute. You know, the UK only has like 66 million people. You're talking a massive influx of people. You know, where are you going to put them all? Where are you going to put them all? How about all the ones that came into the US? Think about this. That was just showing 500,000, 530,000 since October. And we've talked about since 46 came into power, millions, millions and millions have entered. You know, depending on whose estimate, 3, 4, 5 million, how many millions have come in? Where are all these people going? And then we look at Zero Hedge, U.S. rents on verge of first annual drop since the plague upon the land crash, supply glut. Okay, well, wait a minute here. Because we know it's getting harder and harder for people to get houses, harder and harder, you know, to get approved by banks. Of course, you know, the subprime crisis, 2008, you know, that changed a lot of things. It made it a lot stricter in acquiring a mortgage. And they don't want you to own anything. You know, again, you're not going to own anything, and you're going to be happy. You won't own your underwear or your shoes. So certainly it's not that more home ownership's out there. And in fact, that's definitely not the case. More people are renting. But wait a minute. There hasn't been a lot of building going on. So why do we have all these rents? Why is the supply outstripping the demand? There's really one place to look. Rent growth slowed for 11th straight month in April. Does it seem like there's a lot less people out there?
Mm-hmm. I know. It doesn't look too good when you start putting things together and looking at things, you know. But again, all we can do is put it together and you decide, you know. But it is curious how they do have a lot of other beings crossing the border. You know, is that possibly to take the place of others? I think it's really sad when they make promises to people and then these people come over here, most of them or a lot of them anyway, wanting a fresh start, wanting a new start with their family or for their family. And only because they're in a desperate situation do they find themselves accepting things that are normally unacceptable for human beings. You know, it's like we have to keep wiggling ourselves out of this mess.
The median asking price for a rent was $1,967. Can you imagine throwing away $2,000 a month? Because that's what rent is. It's just, it's thrown away. That boggles the mind, because there still are cheaper places out there where you could actually find something to buy. And yes, we never truly own anything. If we don't pay our taxes, they'll take it away. But still, why not save yourself money if possible? Change your situation, try to better yourself and have the ability to try to grow something for yourself. As you see, a lot of people are catching up with the fact that, you know, there's a lot less people in certain spots around the globe. And, you know, in the UK, 22% excess deaths. I got a feeling that it's much higher than that, and especially again in certain places more than others. Again, you got to look at the companies, the brands, the different tools that they utilized during the plague upon the land. You know, how many? This is talking about 300,000 excess deaths in 21 and 22 in the U.S. How many really are not with us anymore because of everything that's transpired since December 2019? This was a bodybuilder who put out there that he believed in the science. And too bad if, you know, if he's wrong, he won't be with us. He's not with us. Yeah, he died face down. And, you know, he's just one of countless others. Lawsuit has been filed that alleges the state of Massachusetts gave inaccurate numbers. And, you know, let's just say they swept things under the rug. They swept things under the rug. Yeah, there's a lot of lawsuits out there. There is a lot of lawsuits out there. If you listen to, you know, the GOV, yeah, you will avoid sunlight. And sunlight, by the way, it'll trigger your vitamin D boost. It's giving you information. Light is information. It's giving you information from the creator. Yeah, and again, now we are non-dogmatic, Cindy and I, you know, and we think dogma divides, but we still believe there is definitely a creator of this universe, and there is a general organization to it. It's just been hijacked by these dark beings. Oh, do you think it's a good idea to trap bacteria and germs on your face for at least 8 hours a day? How about inhaling what your body's desperately trying to get rid of? Yeah, that could definitely lead to some brain fog and perhaps permanent damage. It's insane. But when we look at this world, there's a lot of insanity that's been going on for a long time. We can look at the science and they'll tell us there's these migrations. We could tell because, you know, they track DNA, obviously. When you look to who is in control of, you know, 23andMe, and you realize that there's family ties between 23andMe, Google, YouTube, all these intertwined ties when we look at the royal family, and you realize, like, there was a decree that went out recently. It wasn't by the UK government. It was by the king. And people will say the monarchy is just a figurehead. Really? You know, again, there's the same groups, the same bloodlines that have controlled things. Now, yes, they are middle management at best. They are no higher than middle management. But, you know, they understand the bigger picture. So they give us these human migration charts, but then we keep finding anomalous bodies in certain places and anomalous DNA that doesn't go and coincide with what they tell us. You know, and in some ways, the numbers just never add up. They never add up. They don't add up. When you look at population growth, and I'm fixing, this is what they say in the South, we're fixing to get ready to do a video on population growth and show you how it really just, we've touched on this before. The numbers really don't add up. People just kind of disappear. There should be more in some certain instances, and then, you know, where did they go? Again, if you look, if you go into the Hindu texts and you hear about these wars that were here and believed to be historical, in which 1.3 billion people died, perhaps, you know, 7,000 or more years ago. Well, 1800, they said that we had 1.2 billion people on the planet. Wait a minute, that doesn't jive. So either the story doesn't make any sense and it's an exaggeration, or the actual historical narrative is, you know, a CONS piracy related cover up. When we look at all the different movements of people, it's constant. And sometimes you got to ask yourself, why? Why are people going to go from one area that seems to be nice and fertile and rich and go up into somewhere where it's going to be really hard to grow food, especially if you're just cave dwellers, if you're hunter-gatherers, if you're just running around with some furs on you. Doesn't make sense to go somewhere where it's going to be harder. So what really is driving these migration patterns? And then we see things that don't make sense. Like we find very ancient mummies in China, for instance, with red hair, blue or green eyes, and what we would typically say is Caucasoid. And there's tons of them. And there's some, too, that just don't make any sense. And then we find that there's skulls that are not human. They're not Homo sapiens. They're not Neanderthal. They're not Denisovans. They're not Cro-Magnon. They're not Homo habilis. They're not Australopithecus, Ramapithecus. There's not Gigantopithecus. They're not anything that we have classification for. They're distinct. And they lived side by side with other humans. They're real. And why would we find them in South America and find them over in the Black Sea, like around the Ukraine area, around Turkey? How did they get, how could these interrelated families have gotten to both places? What, little dugout canoes? I don't buy it. No, our history is just total lies. Total lies. But even so, this little kitty is showing love to somebody of a reptilian background.
It's possible. Beings can change. Beings come to this planet to make a difference in one way, shape, or form, and they might find themselves just not able to resist the snuggles of a kitty.
As always, thanks for your support. Much love, God bless, and namaste.
Namaste.